Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Caleb Williams, of course, and the Bears getting ready for this game on Sunday against the Giants. More in the 10 o'clock hour in two segments at 10:45 on why he might not have his best game. And Marshall will tell you why it's okay. In the meantime, we are trying to, number one, figure out what is defined as the halfway point of the NFL season. Is it after 8 games? Is it after 9 games? How do you split this on a 17-game schedule? Is it today? Because this is the middle of the middle?
Yeah,
or technically, is it yesterday?
Technically, probably today because of the way things go. And this is the start of week 10 because there's Thursday night football tonight. But
there
I think
Thursday night football tonight.
I like to go, everybody's played 8 games. And I'm sure everybody has played 8 games since the start of week 10. But maybe over halfway. It's kind of like the All-Star break in basketball and baseball where we know there's been more than half the season played, but it feels like a pause.
So now that we suss that out, in the meantime, I'm saying this because how are we supposed to know when to give the progress report? Well, Patrick Finley jumped the gun. At Hallis Hall yesterday, he asked Ben Johnson for his progress report of the Bears quarterback.
You mentioned halfway point. Where is Caleb compared to kind of the goals you had from the midway point of the season?
Well, I mean, the number one thing is for us to win games, and so we've done that 5 times so far. That's who we are as a team. I do think he's getting better every week. There's ups and there's downs, and some weeks are better than others, which we knew, but he's a lot better place now with his process than he was to start the season. You know, that whole the week isn't necessarily smooth sailing always, but I think that's to be expected with year one in a new system. So he's learning and he's spent a lot of time at it. So I'm very pleased with his approach. And I think we've got the right group of guys around him to help support him. And so I think we're going to continue to see him take off here second half of the season.
I love everything that he says there because it lets you know that in the evaluation process, the wins do matter. And he's got 5 wins in his first 8 games. That's a .625 winning percentage. That dog will hunt. 10-6, as you know, the old standard before you expanded to 17 games.
Which is why we're in this scenario
of not knowing when the halfway point is.
What is the halfway point?
Listen, but for him to say that and be as demonstrative as he was and where he said that in that statement, in the answer that it was given, I thought that was important, but also understanding it is a work in progress, and I am completely satisfied with the progress that Caleb Williams is making because I know we're not at the end yet.
We're not, and I think about the benchmarks and how we all want to see him throw a 4,000-yard season. Do I think it's happening in his career with the Bears? Yes. For me, the answer is either this year or the next, but if he gets close, I'm not going to be mad about it because we know what we're seeing. That's part of this, too. There's the stats, there's a box score, and then there's what you know when you actually watch the games. 1,916 yards for Caleb Williams, 12 touchdowns to go with 4 interceptions. Right now, The rating is at a 93.5. Now, keep in mind, he finished last season with 87.8. And while I don't put a ton of stock in the quarterback rating metric, when it's accumulative like that, and we are talking about his body of work from year to year, I think after 8 games, that's good enough indication that, yeah, not only are the numbers telling you he's improved, but we've seen that as well. Has he suffered setbacks? Yes. Growth is not linear. Growth is a wavy line, kind of like a squiggly noodle. So when you consider that, it's not always going to be a fun discussion on a Monday. You know, you're going to have your ups and downs. Teams are going to force you into things where you're not going to look as good. We talk about Patrick Mahomes having bad games. Welcome to being a quarterback in the NFL. But when you consider the progress overall, if the head coach is seeing it, I tend to think Ben Johnson doesn't really lie. Like, I know there are times where you have to make a business decision and say, yes, there's growth, even when people think there might not be. But this isn't one of those cases. Everybody's eye tests are all reflecting the same way. And you can also see it in the most important improvement stat, which is sacks. 2024, of course, 68. 2025, 14. Now, to get from 101 to 201, the question becomes, what are you going to do in the pocket? How long are you staying in there? Congratulations, you passed the avoid getting sacked level. I'm glad that your young legs at 23 can still carry you many yards downfield in the NFL. But that's the part where you're going to have to start working into the next level of your game. And I think we're seeing that.
Yeah, the rushing aspect of it, coming off of a game in which he rushed 5 times for 53 yards, that helps. Especially when you look back at the previous 4-game set in which the win over the Commanders and the win over the Saints, he had a combined negative 4 yards between those two games.
Whoopsies.
On 7 attempts. That's not what you want to see. You want to see the legs be an active part of the Bears' offense for Caleb Williams. That expands what they can do as far as the passing game is concerned, but also the threat of the running game when you talk about how much more they're using play action this season than what he saw in his first NFL season.
We use the term sustainable so much, and I think there are times where we've got to clarify it. Like, for example, avoiding sacks via the run, I don't think is truly sustainable for your entire NFL career. Like, I don't think Joe Flacco at 40 is going to be avoiding sacks via the run. Joe Flacco at 40, as you just saw on Sunday, is avoiding sacks by getting the ball out in lightning quick time. So that's the end game, right? That's the difference. That's how you mature. Are we there yet? No. I think it is A-okay to, when you're unlearning bad habits and when you're trying to adjust your college game, where it was very successful, to your NFL game, this is kind of the first step. You know, it can be that simple. And as long as you're seeing results on the scoreboard, because this is a team sport, then number one, the focus won't be as pinpointed on your mistakes. Number two, the lessons are a little easier to learn because the pressure is not all on you. And I think number three, even when those two things may wane, we will talk about it in a way that is a little more understanding as fans, as observers, because we are seeing progress on the field. Like, the best example I can give is even last year, Bears fans were never concerned about whether or not Caleb Williams could lead you down the field in the fourth quarter when push came to shove, when the game was on the line. The bigger concern was whether or not coaching apparatus was functioning enough to win you the game. It was not.
Clear as day, it was not. That is inarguable, because we saw how it played out multiple times in that manner.
And listen, there's a lot of scuttlebutt right now in Cincinnati, and sound bites coming out from the defense, kind of like what we saw after that loss in the locker room immediately after the game, about how the defense was lined up improperly. And because of that, they allowed that Colston-Loveland touchdown to happen. On the flip side of it is, just like any good NFL team and just like any good NFL quarterback, you take advantage of the other team's mistakes. Need I remind everybody about how Aaron Rodgers pre-snap would see a flaw and then absolutely burn the Bears? That's how you win football games. So even that, we're not talking about a missed opportunity because the defensive front wasn't lined up properly and because the secondary wasn't lined up properly. We're talking about a successful game because of those reasons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We are talking about the progress report on Caleb Williams as we are learning from the text line, 512. At halftime, Sunday is the halfway point, which
okay,
kind of makes
all right.
sense.
Halftime Sunday.
That kinda,
oh, my God,
that,
it did.
That
kind of
makes sense. Here on Raheemy Harrison Grody, Mark Grody joins us at 125.
That's a good one.
From Hallis Hall. So we'll get more information from him as the Bears injury report continues to be something that I don't like to focus on a Wednesday. I'll worry about it on a Friday. That's the procrastination. Nader and me, like, okay, maybe it won't be this bad as I saw it yesterday as it will be tomorrow, which is Friday.
Here's the challenge, giving journalism majors a deadline. We're like, what time is that deadline? Is it at 10:15 on Wednesday morning? Oh, if that's the case, or in this case, Thursday morning.
And you told me on a Monday?
Yeah, then guess what's happening? You're going to get that at 10:14.
Yeah, that's just how we operate. Now, I know people, because they're pretty vocal here on the text line, Layla.
I did not see it because apparently mine got stuck and I had to hit that old refresh button. Now we're cooking. 312-644-6767.
815 says, Caleb has been playing better this year, but he isn't there yet. And I don't believe he can be considered elite or a sustainable quarterback just yet. I won't argue that point. I would just argue that the road to elite is there and the coach to get him there is in place. And because of that, I'm just anticipating being excited to see how the rest of this season goes, especially knowing that the opposition, the level of talent on the other side, the quality of opponent is about to ramp up in a nice fashion in which you'll be able to measure what is sustainable based on what happens the rest of the season.
I mean, yeah, you guys know that I will cosplay somebody speaking at a real business job meeting, you know, a real job business meeting, if you will, and say good to great all the time. But 847, I think, echoes that. I think we know Caleb is going to be a good NFL quarterback. Will he be great? That is yet to be determined. I'm here for reasonable takes today. I'm here for reasonable take Thursday.
I don't know if I'm here for reasonable take Thursday, but I do agree with his sentiment, though.
That's what happens. You know, people, like, here's what has always happened in the history of me being at the score. So I'm going back to, like, 5 years here. I don't know, another two. Seven as a part-time host. So you will ask people to like get their takes ready. Like we want them on like the next day. And then people will come up with like really good, reasonable takes where I'm like, oh, that's a good point. That's also a good point. That is too a good point. And then I'm like, wait a second. These aren't hot takes. These are just well thought out opinions. You give people a little bit of time and then that's what happens.
I like the idea that for Caleb Williams to be 5-3 and to know that in five wins, he had game-winning drives in three of those games. I like that we understand, as you said, Layla, late in games, I don't think there's a question of, can he do it? Is he capable of doing it? I think it's just putting together the other stuff, the little parts, because the devil is in the details. And You talked about mistakes that the Bears have been able to take advantage of. The less amount of mistakes you make as a team, that gives you an opportunity to win games.
I'm a big believer in that. I used to say the phrase, like, if winning is the best medicine, confidence is a welcome side effect.
Sure.
Because that's what happens. Like, everything gets easier to learn when you have a win under your belt. You know that ultimately your team did the right things to actually get that record. So then everything else becomes a little bit easier to teach. You know, concepts become a little bit easier to implement. And like we've said, this is not going to be linear. You know, when we talk about, like, I said after that game against the Ravens, I saw a setback. I'm okay with it. Because you're not going to hear me say he's a bust. Like, that's not what's happening here. This is the guy. How are you going to develop him? What are you going to understand him to be?
So the opposite of a reasonable take, I guess, is a knee-jerk reaction.
Hot take.
Well, that too. Hot take.
Our segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Evaluating Ben Johnson's progress report on Caleb Williams. I'm not ready to give a grade, guys. I'm not doing that until this Sunday comes and goes, okay? I have made my point.
So after 9 games, that's when we'll give grades for the midway point?
Yes.
On Caleb Williams and some other things?
Yes.
Maybe the coaching too?
Yeah, it's after 9 games, then I'm willing to do it. But right now, except for special teams,
oh, see, that's
you all get a D minus.
No. You just said we're going to
nope,
wait.
Nope, special teams gets their grade
that's
early.
That's why I asked coaching too, because I thought... So you're
no, the whole unit.
The whole unit.
D minus.
So what does the coordinator get?
Also D minus.
Okay, so everybody's got
like
a
D-. You're traveling back from Cincinnati, but like I said, Uber pool. And you pay for the tip.
At least he doesn't have to drive.
Yeah, you gotta sit in that car with the rest of the people from Cincinnati that you're picking up along the way.
Put your headphones in. Get something on your phone, have your mobile charger, you're good.
Although, granted, now that the airspace has been limited by 10% or so, maybe Uber pool might be the best way to go.
I think that kicks in tomorrow.
We'll figure that one out real time.
Why?
WBBM has more details on that.
Yeah, you might want to go check them out if you want more details on that specific part of this. But for Caleb, okay, so here's a couple of things. His receiving core has not been completely healthy. You remember we had Luther Burden III, who's back at practice. That's a good thing.
That is a very good thing.
Clearing concussion protocol, as has Cole Kmet, so that's good. But Luther Burden III, sorry. Colston Loveland missed time.
Colston Loveland the only.
Yes, he missed time. And then you have to understand that we're still working to see what the chemistry level is with a DJ Moore, Olamide Zaccheaus. There's so many weapons. One thing you can't say is that Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles didn't go out and get him help. He's got as good of a structure, whether it's the coach, the scheme, the running game now, the second best running game in the NFL, and just the upgrades and the depth at all these positions as any young quarterback in the NFL.
Absolutely. And here's another hot take, 847. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Hot take. Caleb isn't losing the Bears games. He's playing just fine and developing just fine. We still need a left tackle. See, this is what happens, man. We ask you guys for the takes, and then you come up with reasonable discussion.
I got one better than that.
And it's true. And you know what else? Because of the left tackle issue, and frankly, it is an issue, I can't say, oh, this is a no excuses year. I can't say that. Maybe next year, but I can't say that right now, given all of the discussion surrounding who on this team still fits into Ben Johnson's vision.
I imagine the players that they added fit into his vision. The left tackle is not one of those players. I know a guy they got to be a left tackle that apparently is not a left tackle.
But I don't...
Ozzie Trapillo.
Right, but even then, you can't... I don't think Ben Johnson walks in and says, you're doing so much to prepare your team for the playoffs, which he was doing in Detroit at the time. I don't necessarily know. The problem is we don't know how much he was involved in that last draft. You know, that's the issue to me. And we're going to get into part of that because I think we have a little more of an answer now, given what Ryan Poles did tell reporters yesterday. We're going to do that at 11. But in the meantime, I think it's all worth evaluating. And I take that into my discussion whenever it comes to trying to figure this out. Like if say that's one of the best left tackles in the league sitting there at left tackle. I'm not even going to say Trent Williams because that's wild and it's going to get crazy.
Come on, man.
But if there's a more stable left tackle, how are you evaluating Caleb Williams then? And I think that his performance would be better if that were the case.
I don't know that that would be the case. I will say this, 6'1" is probably closest to what I can affirm and be like, it's not a dig at Caleb, but it's an honest assessment. He's an average QB. The only thing Caleb has proven so far is that he's a bum slayer. He can beat on bad teams. I don't think he's an average QB, but I do think the bum slayer thing is real.
I know, and 815 has a good point about Drake May. It's no excuse here. See Drake May. It's not, though. And you know it. We don't get to the no excuse you're here yet because the bad part was so bad. Vrabel went into an organization where he had an established relationship and there was an understanding. It was kind of akin to CeeDee Gardner-Johnson knowing who he was going to be with Dennis Allen. This is not that case. Like, the history here does matter. So I think that that's worth discussing, too.
And Drake May's already been sacked 34 times, equaling his total for last year in less games.
And it's about what your head coach thinks. If your head coach thinks that interceptions aren't as dangerous as sacks, then, you know, maybe that's a discussion, too. And if your head coach thinks that sacks are worse for your team, then that's part of understanding what the metrics are. Some coaches take sacks more seriously than others, and that's part of this. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. You've heard what we have to say. I appreciate everybody here chiming in. Please do so. 312-644-6767. We're on Twitch, too. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer. Also, our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. You heard what we had to say. Feel free to chime in as well. I gave you the instructions. And now let's hear what some of the Score's experts have had to say at this somewhat halfway point of the season. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.